We continue 13 lines down from the top of Ches Amud Beis. It's a new subject focusing on one of the holidays mentioned in the Mishnah, the holiday of Kartasim. Gemara asks, "My Kartasim, what is this holiday of Kartasim? What is it recognizing? What is it celebrating?" Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yom Shetafsa Bo Romi Malchus. It's the day when the Romans seized the kingdom. They became independent. V'hatanya Kartasim V'yom Shetafsa Bo Romi Malchus. But Abraisa explicitly tells us that there are two holidays: the day that the Romans got the kingdom, and Kartasim. So, well, what's Kartasim then? Amar of Yosef, Shtei Tfisos Tafsa Romi. There were two celebrations, two victories that the Romans had. Achas bimei Klapetra Malkasa, one during the days of Cleopatra. That's the victory of Kartasim. V'achas shetafsa bimei Yevanim, and one during the Greek period when they ended up defeating the Greeks. That is the other holiday. So there are two times where they celebrated their big victories. Dechiasa Ravdimi. Amar Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he expounded upon the second battle mentioned in the Gemara, which actually chronologically came first, this story where how the Romans defeated the Greeks. Techiasa Ravdimi Amar Tlasanu train Kravi Avdu Romai Bahadi Yevanai, that there are 32 battles that the Romans waged against the Greeks, below Yachluluhu, they were not able to defeat them. Ad Shatfinu li Yisrael Bahadayo, until they got a partner, until they had the Jews partner up with them, they could not defeat the Greeks. Vahachi Asnu Bahadayo, and after they won, or this was the stipulation that they made in the event that they would win. Iminon Malki, if we choose the king, then Minechu Haparchi, then you will choose the governors. Iminechu Malki, the Romans said, if you want to choose the king, Minon Haparchi, we will choose the governors. Veshalchulu Romai Liyavanai. So now the Romans sent word to the Greeks as follows. Ad idna avidna bekrav. Up until now we've been fighting in combat. Hashta Navid Bedina. Now we're just going to fight with logic, with judgments. Amazing how the rabbis turn these historical events into other types of Torah events almost. So what was the following logic that the Romans used against the Greeks? They did as follows. They said as follows, Margalis ve'even tova eiz mehen yase basis l'chaveru. If you have a pearl and a precious stone, which one is going to serve as the base for the other? Shalchuluhu, the Greeks sent back to the Romans, Margalis le'even tova, the pearl will serve as a base for the beautiful stone. And then the Romans sent back to the Greeks, even tova ve'enech, eisem mehen yase basis l'chaveru, if you have a precious stone and a special gem, which one will serve as the base for the other? So the Greeks sent back and responded, even tova le'enech, the precious stone will serve as a base for the gem. And then the Romans sent back to the Greeks a third time. Einach v'sefer Torah, eiz mehen yase basis l'chaveru, a gem or a sefer Torah, which one will serve as the base for the other? It's amazing how they're talking about the sefer Torah. Einach l'sefer Torah. The Greeks responded that the gems will serve as the base for the Torah. So shalchulei, so the Romans send back a fourth time to the Greeks, saying, Imkain, anan sefer Torah gabon, we have a sefer Torah on our side, v'Yisrael bahadan, and that's the Jewish people. So you have no chance against us, because we have the Torah, we have the power of the Torah. Amazing. Kafuluhu, and there as a result, they were now able to defeat the Greeks. They buckled under the pressure. They understood about the power of the Jews and their Torah, and therefore they were no match for the Romans and the Jews. The Gemara tells us as follows. After this victory, that the Romans were only able to win because the Jews were on their side, Esrin v'shis shnin kamaluhu b'haymen osayu. For 26 years, the Romans stood by their word and they lived fairly and peacefully with their Jewish neighbors. One was the king and one had the governors and vice versa. Mikan ve'elach, but after the 26 years, ishtabdu, then the Romans began subjugating the Jews. So what exactly happened? Why was there a change? The Gemara says the change happened based on psukim. Me kara mai darush ulbasof mai darush. What originally did they expound upon, and what and afterwards, why did they change? So based on the story of Yitzchak and Yaakov and Esav, me kara darush nisav ve'elcha. Originally, they said that Esav wanted to walk together with Yaakov. And therefore, originally they said, oh, well, if Esav, who represents Edom, who represents Rome, wanted to walk together with Yaakov, who represents the Jewish people, so originally in the beginning they walked together, they were equal. Ulbasof darash, but after 26 years, they said, wait a second. Don't forget the next pasuk. Yavor na Adoni lifnei avdo. Yaakov said to Esav, you go ahead of me. If the Jews are saying to the Esav, to the Romans, you go ahead of me, so the Romans took that as a symbol that we should go ahead of them and we should take the lead and therefore we should subjugate them. So just to conclude, there are two battles that the Romans were victorious in setting up their rule over the large Roman Empire. The one in our Mishnah of Kartasim is or recalls the victory during the times of Cleopatra, and that holiday, the Mishnah tells us that the Romans celebrate. You're not allowed to do business with an idolater on that day that they celebrate, that they remember, and 3 days beforehand.